بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. النبي على شداد بن أوس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الله كتب الإحسان على كل شيء، فإذا قتلتم فأحسنوا القتل، وإذا ذبحتم فأحسنوا الذبح، وليحد أحدكم شقرته وليرح ذبيحته. رواه مسلم. هذا أبو يعلى شداد بن أوس رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed perfection, ihsan, in the fulfillment of every matter. So when you kill, kill thoroughly any animal. When you slaughter, slaughter properly. Or when you kill, in retaliation too. You shall sharpen your knife and provide comfort to the animal that is to be slaughtered, Muslim. Abu Ya'la Shaddad ibn Aws radiallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Allah subhanahu prescribed perfection in the fulfillment of every matter. So when you kill, kill thoroughly. When you slaughter, slaughter properly. You shall sharpen your knife and provide comfort to the animal that is to be slaughtered. And Aisha radiallahu anha qalat, ma khayra Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bayna al-amrayn qattu illa akhadha aysara huma. ما لم يكن إثما فإن كان إثما كان أبدا الناس منه ومن تقم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لنفسه في شيء قط إلا أن تنتهك حرمة الله فلينتقم لله تعالى. متفق عليه. هذا الشيء رضي الله عنه narrates when the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم was given a choice between two matters, he most certainly chose the easier of the two, as long as it did not involve a sin. If it was a sin, he was the furthest of people from it. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never took revenge for himself in any matter, but if a law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is broken, he took revenge for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bukhari Muslim. And Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ala ukhbirukum biman yahramu ala an-nar aw biman tahramu alayhi an-nar tahramu ala kulli qaribin hayyin layyin sahlin. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shall I not inform you of the person who is forbidden to the hellfire, or the one whom the hellfire is forbidden? It is forbidden to every person who is close to people, who is soft, lenient, and easygoing. Ibn Mas'ud narrates, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shall I not inform you of the person who is forbidden to the hellfire, or the one whom the hellfire is forbidden? Inshallah, is jannati. Is forbidden to upon in every person who is close to people, who is soft, lenient, and easygoing. So here, look how much kindness Islam, Allah and His Messenger taught us. This is 1,500 years ago, and people didn't even have any common sense in anything. And Allah and His Messenger taught us everything. Even when you do zabah, the most comforting way is Bismillah Allah. Stunning, knocking, all this, it puts it through torture. Even when a person has to kill in retaliation, even if muthla was done, even if a person was mutilated, so somebody, like Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, was mutilated, in the Battle of Uhud. So if the qatil was caught, but that's a different matter because the qatil, Hazrat Wahshi and Hazrat Hindar radiallahu ta'ala, all of them became Muslim. Allah guided them all. But if a person, for example, somebody killed me like this, Allah protect, like chop me into pieces. And the person who killed, but in Islamic court, Islamic state, we don't live in Islamic state, so we don't start doing, and even in Islamic state, everything has to be proven, and the judge will decide. Then the kill will be not exactly the same, like the way he chopped me up, he'll be just slaughtering him. Ajib. And when a person does zabah, Rasulullah even told us, even in Qurbani time, when we read the adabs of Qurbani, at the time of Qurbani, you're not even supposed to do zabah of the animal in front of other animals. You're just supposed to bring it out quickly, and quickly the knife should be very sharp, and quickly, Bismillah, Allah, Akbar, fast. And a person should, this is why if a person doesn't really know how to, you should have others who tell him exactly there quickly. Or let others do it if a person can't do it. And fast, and
And the knife should even have blood on it. Wipe it. So the other animal that you're taking out, you should not do one animal in front of other animal. All this is in the books. They tell us everything. Because why? Islam is the most perfect. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the other hadith here, the person who's farthest away from the fire of hell, who's kept away from the fire of hell, is this person. He's close to everybody, meaning in that sense that people, because of his akhlaq, everybody loves him. So people get close. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ If you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was hard-hearted, stern and everything, these people were dispersed from you. People won't sit around you. Rasulullah was the greatest of akhlaq. Everybody would fall in love with him. Even his enemies, after witnessing him, then they would have to admit his kindness and his tolerance in that. And Rasulullah always took the easier path and the one that made it easy for the whole ummah and for people. Never did he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make anything hard. He always take the easy. And when he did any type of retaliation, it was for the sake of Allah only, not for himself. How many times somebody pulled him like this, swore at him. Never did he himself did anything in retaliation. But when it was things concerning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then obviously for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has to be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabled us to fall in the face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.